This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Sylvia Velasquez, last name. V for Victor, E for Europe, L for Larry, A for Apple, Z for Zebra, Q, U, E for Europe, Z for Zebra. First name Sylvia, S for Sam, I for India, L for Larry, V for Victor, I for India, A for Apple, period. Today's date is April 11, 2022, period, new paragraph. She's a 67-year-old female patient who comes with a history of shortness of breath on walking half mile or less, and her functional capacity has decreased by about 50% or more in last 1 to 2 year period. She denies having chest pain, chest discomfort, chest heaviness, or a chest tightness, period. No history of dizziness or syncope, period. No history of palpitation, cough with expectoration or edema of feet, period. No history of bleeding tendency or a GI problem, G capital, period. I for India capital, period, problem, period. New paragraph. The past history of hypertension for 8 years, and generally her blood pressure is controlled, period. Recently she is under stress and her blood pressure may not be well controlled, but she has not checked the blood pressure recently, period. History of pre-diabetes, period. History of silent cerebrovascular accident detected by MRI, M for Mary, R, and I for India in capital letter. When she went to emergency room with the weakness in the both lower extremity, period. No history of myocardial infarction, period. History of hypercholesterolemia and she's on Lipitor, period. No history of rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, tuberculosis, bronchial asthma, kidney or liver problem. New paragraph. Allergy none, period. New paragraph. Social history, patient does not smoke, period. Does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph. Family history, father died at the age of 78 due to complications of diabetes, period. Mother died at the age of 42 due to cancer, period. New paragraph. On exam, new paragraph. Personal history, she is working and there is a considerable stress at the work, period. She is 5'2" tall and her weight is 155 pound, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious and cooperative, period. People equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, sinuses or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except both dorsal spheres 2/4, period. The both posterior tibial 1/4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. Blood pressure in both superior extremity 150/90 mmHg, period. Patient claims that her blood pressure at home is good, and this could be because of the recent stress level which has increased at work, period. New paragraph. On exam, cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space within midclavicular line, normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal. In the left lower, parasternal area, there is a ejection systolic click and ejection systolic murmur 2/6, which maybe due to mitral valve prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period. No S3, period, no S4, period, and no other significant heart murmur noted, period. The respiratory system exam, air entries equal on both sides, period. There are no RALS or ronchi, period, new paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period. New paragraph. EKG, normal sinus rhythm and within normal limit, period. New paragraph. Analysis, this patient's shortness of breath has progressed and the functional capacity has decreased to half a mile or less in last 1 year. And the decrease in functional capacity is 50% or more, period. The patient does have a risk factor of hypertension, coma, hypercholesterolemia, and prediabetes, period. Plus, the clinical findings suggest possibility of mitral valve prolapse and mitral regurgitation. So plan is to do echocardiogram to evaluate for shortness of breath, coma, congestive cardiomyopathy, coma, mitral regurgitation, and mitral valve prolapse, period. Also, she will need pre-op evaluation in relation to a major, M for Mary, A for Apple, J-O-R, major genitourinary surgery for urinary incontinence, period. Plan is to do the stress test to evaluate patient response to exercise from point of view of physical capacity and any silent myocardial ischemia, period. New paragraph. Patient was advised to monitor her blood pressure at home and bring her blood pressure instrument at the time of next visit in 2 weeks, period. Depending on the results of the workup and control of the blood pressure, further management will be planned, period. New paragraph. The face-to-face more than 70 minutes were spent in consultation, comma, discussion of finding and the workup, plus the pros and cons of workup, and also for the need of preoperative assessment in view of future genitourinary surgery, period. Patient understood well and she had no further questions, period. The management plan will depend on the response to treatment and results of the workup, period. New paragraph. Initial impression number one, progressive shortness of breath with decrease in functional capacity by about 50% in last 1 to 2 year, period. Number two, to evaluate for cardiomyopathy. Next, number three, hypertension not controlled. Next, number four, history of prediabetes. Next, number five, history of hypercholesterolemia and she's on Lipitor, period. Number six, history of silent cerebrovascular accident detected on MRI, M capital, R capital, I for India capital, period. Number seven, clinically mitral valve prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period. Number eight, patient will need preoperative assessment prior to major genitourinary surgery, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.